Philadelphia has rolled out a new website dedicated to air quality. WHYY's Sophia Schmidt reports scores of monitors across the city keep tabs on pollution in many neighborhoods.
The network of 76 air quality sensors track common pollutants that come from traffic and power plants and can exacerbate asthma and other lung conditions. Every home in Philly has one of these new sensors within a mile and a half. Residents can view nearly real-time data from them on Breathe Philly. It's a new website that displays a color-coded air quality index for each sensor. Philadelphia's Public Health Commissioner Pollock Ravel Nelson says this knowledge is power.
You'll have the information about the air that you're breathing right at your fingertips. So you can make the right decision for your family. Should you go outside and go to the park? Should you wait?
The new network is much more dense than the previous one, which had just 11 monitors tracking pollution throughout the city. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
Long before Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on a bus, Caroline LeCount helped desegregate public transit in Philadelphia in the years after the Civil War. As part of Black History Month, SEPTA honored the 19th century civil rights pioneer today. Marianne McQuaid is a senior designer with SEPTA and says LeCount's activism began with her teaching career.
Carolyn made her voice matter, staunchly defending Black teachers from accusations of inferiority. She pointed out that they were required to receive higher test scores than white teachers in order to become certified.
LeCount continued to advocate for a law that desegregated transit across Pennsylvania and hold officials accountable. The city of Philadelphia honored LeCount in 2024 by naming a street for her. Grayish skies over much of the Delaware Valley. Looks like we're getting a bit of clearing in Center City, Philadelphia at this hour. 44 degrees currently in Philly. Mostly cloudy conditions expected for the rest of the day. Overnight, temperatures drop down into the upper 30s. Looking ahead to tomorrow, similar to today, mostly gray skies and highs peak in the mid-40s.